Yo, 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 yo. Y'all know what time it is. The EG3 Podcast. We are back on the airwaves once again. Eddie Greer, the third host, of course, of this NASCAR Sports Podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. New episode here on the podcast. I'm currently recording as it is raining right now. Thursday, May 29th, 2025, sports, NASCAR, whatever report comes across his desk in the Midwest, Kansas City, Missouri. EG3 is back after a little scare. I'll get into that, and that is why I did not post a Tuesday podcast. I'll get into that. Of course, today is Thursday, and it's about postcast Bill Snyder half marathon. We'll get into that in a little change up. I got to make a correction on one of the events from the KC Metro Mile, which 2 weeks out, 2 weeks out. That's crazy. 2 weeks out until the big show, Thursday night track and field. Going down Rockhurst High School. Cannot wait for that. So this is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, downloading this episode. And if you like what you're hearing, go ahead and make sure you go ahead and subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcast there as well. Not going to mess around too much. We're going to dive on into it here. There was no two. I was going to get ready for, well, back. Man, it's been kind of a crazy week. All right, so there was no Tuesday podcast because yours truly got, unfortunately, in a car accident at work on the last stop of the afternoon, or really the day, actually, in Liberty, Missouri. Yeah, I gotta call it out. And this is too far off that I know my other co-host from my other podcast I do, he got in a scary accident a few months ago himself there. Very fortunate that it was all but a fortunate run over and not nothing else, because we all know that the rush hour traffic around here is really everywhere is not good, but particularly Overland Park. Yeah, I gotta call you out. Liberty's pretty bad. Now, I underestimated Liberty. The way that traffic moves, things like that. Yeah, it's ridiculous. But yeah, and the running over approach, that was pretty stupid as well. I can go really rant for a while on that, but I'm not gonna do it. So that's why I did not do a Tuesday podcast, because I was frustrated, all the emotions aside from that. And unfortunately, at least for this person's sake, it was the work vehicle and not my personal car. That's all. I'm gonna leave it right there. But all the emotions there, got dinged up a little bit. But as I'm sitting here right now recording this podcast, I am feeling better. Yes, suffered a little whiplash. But other than that, you know, pretty fortunate. That was just that. Pretty fortunate, blessed to be here on the mic, back on the mic, talking to you guys here. So that was the situation there. So I was already ready to rock and roll. Had things, obviously, the Tuesday podcast, for those of you who haven't been tuning in or new to this podcast, that Tuesday podcast is all about NASCAR and sports. So this was a NASCAR podcast for a long time before changing the format back to the original format with the additional of running last year. So again, you can feel free to check out all the episodes on the EG3 podcast feed there as well. I might end up recording another one this week and end up posting it either this weekend or maybe even tomorrow. Maybe go back to back, probably. So that's kind of. And anyways, I got an off day tomorrow anyway, so that's probably what I'm gonna probably end up doing, is record that Tuesday podcast, or actually record tonight, actually, when I get back, when I get off work. Hopefully, all things aside, and record that podcast, because I was ready to come on and talk about, well, on a Tuesday pod, talk about Larson and the struggles of the double. So that was a topic of a discussion, and then bam, everything kind of changed on a dime at the end of the day. Anytime's the worst time to get unfortunately involved in that type of stuff. But yeah, so well, yeah, I think that's what I'm gonna do. Come back on here tomorrow morning, record that, and then I'll have that. So you're gonna get back to back episodes, kind of like I did. Well, actually, it was two episodes in a day because I forgot to post the Tuesday episode. So two of those episodes came out on the same day because yours truly forgot to post. Upload a Tuesday pod on that particular week. So, yeah, that's my fault there. But hey, when you own a podcast, you can kind of do what you need to do. So you're not on a strict deadline. You can kind of adjust to whatever's going on that particular week as well. So you just kind of do what you need to do there as well. So, but yes, thankfully. That was all that happened there. Yeah, it could have been much worse. For that situation there as well. I could have been sitting in bumper to bumper traffic and all that stuff, or my personal car vehicle. And yeah, that's all I'm gonna say about that. So yeah, so that's why there's no Tuesday pod right there. And so I'll probably end up coming back tomorrow morning, record it, and have that to you guys for the weekend pod. So you're going to get two episodes. Well, per usual, it's just going to be on a different day. You're going to get your normal Thursday tonight, and then the Tuesday pod will be tomorrow night, heading in to the weekend as well. This is really the final week. No, actually. I'm trying to think. Hang on a second. Yeah, this is the final week. The extra weekend. Yeah, the extra week. Leading into June, which is June 12th, in 2 weeks, the KC Metro Mile going down. For those of you interested in coming out and watching your fellow friends out there, including EG3 out there, trying to battle, trying to get PRs, maybe even try to win it. So go out there, June 12th, Rockers High School, Kansas City, Missouri. Yeah, it's for those who don't know Rockers. There's two Rockers. I know that. I have to clarify this. There's two Rockers. I know there's one Rockers College downtown, which I did not know about till last year. And then, of course, Rockers High School, which is a part of the Rock the Parkway course, towards the end of the start-finish line down there on Ward Parkway. So the one Ward, folks, go down there. June 12th, it's going to be a blast, man. I cannot wait. Obviously, now we got Bill Snyder Half Marathon behind us now, which I'll get into in a moment. So now, all eyes going to be on that June 12th track meet. It's going down. And while I'm speaking, actually, the KC Metro Mile Instagram sent me a message or notified me that today, when this comes out, later on tonight, or tonight, the last day to sign up qualifiers for any of these events. Obviously, kids, middle school, high school, elite, open, the men's open sold out. So there's that. I know the men's master still has some spots left. Yeah, so I believe next week, the season will come out. So, like I said, I told somebody I need to start a seating out because it's not going to matter, because I've improved that seating don't matter. I was pissed off where I was last year. That really, being 10th, I'm going to tell a story for a few minutes. So, all right. So last year's race, right? So, and I'll explain even more on race week, but me and my KC Smoke teammate, we're talking about the seating last year, right before the race, and he's like, we won't race so far last year, how can we be in the back? So yeah, like, I don't know. So I don't know what's going to happen with seating. So that really pissed me off, being 10th. I'm like, what? After running, 4:56 of my first year, sub 5, not really, no training. Well, I have track background, so I rely heavily on that. Not that I really need to rely on it, but my future background is track and field, track primarily. So for those that don't know, so they were then, like, I'm trained for it now. I had no training my first year. I just went up in there, had fun with it, say, hey, there ain't nothing to lose. Go out there, rock with it. You know what I'm saying? 456. We're sitting here. He I think he was 458 right behind me. We always are right there. if you've been running races in the KC area or anywhere else, particularly age groups, you know who your competition is, because majority of the time, unless you're elite, you're going to be running around the people that you're trying to compete against for age group medal. So me and him, we are neck and we are usually right there, right there together. In these races, and he was behind me, like, he it was like 458, something like that, and we were kind of laughing the fact that we ran sub 5, we're still in the back of it. So, yeah, but for me, that was not a laughing matter, I thought it would be upper than that, but obviously, yeah, this time around, if I'm gonna PR and possibly try to go for the win in a couple weeks, yeah, I'm gonna put myself out there. Fact that is, I'm gonna let the time take care of itself. Obviously, everybody knows by now what I'm shooting for. Obviously, and I got a chance to play spoiler. And wherever I see that, man, you got to throw that out the window and go for it. And I was in last year's, I was probably the only person that made passes. Now, probably an exception towards the end, because me and two other guys were going after each other last year, going back and forth, and then I had the last laugh in the last 150. But at this point, for me, wherever I'm seated at, I'm just going to throw it out the window, because I prove that I can make moves through the field. Now, I got a plan. I'm already got a game plan going into this year. I am not going to share what that is. So, people that are listening, I can't wait, man. Obviously, it's raining right now, so I'm recording this podcast on this Thursday morning, May 29th, 2025. This is the EG3 podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Just Thursday episode, Eddie Greer III, coming off of a scare early this week at work on the last stop of the day. Still not happy how that occurred. At the stop sign, but yeah, still not very happy with what occurred there. It could have been much worse, but I'm thankful and blessed to once again be on the mic this morning to talk to you guys on a EG3 Thursday. This will come out tonight per usual, and then I'm gonna come back on my day off's tomorrow of my training week. My day off tomorrow, so I'm gonna come right back tomorrow morning, record that Tuesday pod, and have that for y'all. So y'all are gonna have back-to-back episodes heading in to the final-ish / first weekend of June. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy, man. This 2025, we're nearly halfway. That's crazy, but this is to finish up the little bit of the KC Metro Mile. Of course, the KC Metro Mile, June 12th. For those of you who are not or aren't able to participate or not eligible to qualify or who do want to check, come out, support your friends, or to see what goes down, I would definitely encourage y'all, if y'all have free time Thursday night, to start, if y'all want to start your weekend out a day early, come on out there, Rockers High School, on Ward Parkway, KC Metro area. I've hyped it up, a lot, obviously, and continue to do that. It's only going to get even exciting-er, is that a word? But yeah, 2 weeks, as I'm sitting here, today, 2 weeks from today, it is going down. I just cannot wait, and today is actually the last day to put your name in the qualifying lottery basket for any of these events. I know the Men's Open was sold out, so I do know that off the top of my head for sure. I don't know, yeah, because there's some spots open in the other ones for sure. So yeah, man, this is gonna be really exciting. I'm even more excited than I was the first two times. Don't get me wrong, I've been excited since I knew about it, and as I explained this podcast in the last month, it feels like now. But yeah, I cannot wait to get out there and see what we got, because I think this could be a huge night. I know it's already a big night as it is, but this could be, all caps, a huge, huge night in Kansas City, Missouri. So definitely looking forward to it. But yeah, so all seating for me, this where am I seated at? I got a game plan in place for 2 weeks. And for the and of course the Mets Masters, for those of you who want, I know there's already a few people, the group that I'm part of, majority of them, at least for right now, they're coming out. they're going to be out there, so I'm going to be feeding off them. I just can't wait. Can't wait to go out there. It just brings more extra motivation to do what you're going out there to do, right? Go out there and try to compete. In the time, it's going to take care of itself. You don't. It's not a marathon. This is not a marathon or half marathon. You got to worry about running a sacred time right now. You just got to go out and compete. The time will take care of itself. You go out there. You go out there. This day is going to fly by in a hurry. Hurry. Just like last year. It's like, damn, it's all, the fun's already done already? Man. But it's crazy. Crazy stuff. But yeah, see, wherever I'm seated at, it's going to be out the window. I got a game plan on what I want to do. So hopefully I can execute that plan, and we'll see if we can go out there and shock the KC world on in 2 weeks. I can't wait for that. Bill Snyder, coming off of that, right? Bill Snyder half marathon last weekend, fresh from Manhattan, Kansas, and I miscounted the time. I haven't missed that many races out there. Now, of course, I lived out there for a handful of years, obviously. Manhattan, Kansas, and Bill Snyder half marathon was my very first half marathon. Back in 2018, 2017, somewhere in there. I think it was 2018. I was looking at past results last week. getting ready for the race, because I had the last 2 years prior to last week, I ran a 5K. One of those was a victory. Not an age group victory. Overall victory. The other one, I came up short last year. And my guy, I got to shout out my guy real quick. Jackson. One of my dear friends' son, won. 13-year-old Jackson's a 13-year-old now, winning the 5K. That's a big deal, man. Yes, and he beat my arch nemesis, who beat me last year in the 5K. So what goes around comes around, baby. That's what I'm talking about. I know. Yes, no. I give this guy a hard time. Yeah, he's what, 18? Yeah, Corbin. Yeah, Corbin, who beat me last year. I think he's 18 now. Yeah, I sat out here on this podcast, so I ain't getting beat by no 17-year-old no more, so I'm going back to that marathon. But then that half marathon in one of the more closer finishes last year, and this was about the same. Obviously, I didn't see the finish because I was coming into town for the half marathon, obviously. There, which the second half of that race for me was fun, was very fun because I was on kind of a game plan, because I've been training for this KC Metro Mile in mile training, so my coach was worried that I was gonna screw that all up or screw it up, that's the wrong word, but kind of mess things up there. So I had to stick to the plan, and it paid off. Going, oh, by the way, sub 130. That was a very good accomplishment there. I want to say easy is probably, well, you say easy, it was easy because my fast, that is not, and for those of you who are new, that is not a PR. That is not my fastest time. My fifth time, my PR, still from Des Moines, 2 years ago now, it's crazy. From Des Moines, hour 20, and the goal by the end of this year, hopefully, is to break that. I might try to go for it in Duluth in a couple weeks. The Mother Jew is going to be pumped. The Mother Jew is going to be awesome. Got the KC Metro Mile for this podcast, of course, which we've been talking about for the last month, right? And then yours truly, go return trip back to Duluth, Minnesota for the Grandma's Marathon Series 2 years ago. Almost going to be three that I ran the Grandma's Marathon, which to this day still the second fastest marathon time in the history of marathons is going back. And I'll shout out this person later, who wasn't my teammate, one of my KC Smoke teammates was not able to do it. So this person reached out to me, and I had interest, right? Interest, that's better, to come back, go back to Duluth and do the half marathon. And I will get the chance to do that next month as well. And we might try to go for it. Go for it there and see as well. Because originally, that I wasn't supposed to go up there. But the KCRC group had a group going up there. So, you know what? You know what? I'll do the half marathon, and I'm gonna be the only person that's gonna be doing the half. I'm gonna have to get a lawn chair on the bus and wait at the finish line. But yeah, no, I'll have the app and track my friends from the KCRC group as they, I know one of them is going to be their first marathon. I'm excited for E2. Shout out to you and several others. They're going to be running out there, enjoying the course. Obviously, we're going to preview that as that gets closer as well next month. Or actually, less than a month now. So, yeah, like I said, June 25 has grooved along up until this point. It's crazy, but June specifically, it's going to be something. And we got some momentum. Hit sub 130 at the Bill Snyder half, highway half. Like I said, this is the EG3 podcast, Eddie Gritty III recording here on EG3 Thursday, May 29th, 2025. It is currently kind of lighting up a little bit outside here as I'm actually recording this for checking in for work. Yes, I've been at work, not driving, of course, until going through the whole workman's comp thing and stuff like that, submitting a drug test yesterday and waiting, obviously. I'm not worried about that. So to get the all clear and to get back on the road, hopefully, quote-unquote, safely and not, like I've said multiple times, whether it's this podcast or the other podcast I do, the Purple Project podcast, All Things K-State Sports, you can't control the uncontrollables, and that's a scary thing as well. So you just gotta control what you control, and then yeah, hopefully everything else would mind its own P's and Q's. But hey, that perfect example is on Monday afternoon that when things just going smoothly, things can change on the quick of a dime. So very thankful to be on a mic with you guys today recording this podcast. But yeah, the race itself, man, that was a lot of fun. Started out with the 130, and it also helps to know the pacer as well, because he's also obviously runs a lot, paces a lot. He's been pacing a lot of races this year, and he's also quick himself there as well. So yeah, man, it was great chat, and we also ran on Monday. And oh man, I'd be remiss. Speaking of Monday, hope everyone, yes, that's how this week has gone. Everything kind of flipped on the dime on Monday, Tuesday, not Monday, because I didn't work on Monday. What I'm talking about? Yeah, this happened on Tuesday. The accident happened on Tuesday, right before I was getting ready to wrap up work and everything else like that. Coming home from a last stop, and then everything, again, changed on a dime. Again, it could have been much worse, but I'll leave that right there. Yeah, so hope everybody had a safe and enjoyed your Memorial Day weekend. Another shout out to all the men and women out there who are putting their lives on the line so that we can be able to do what we do on a daily basis, and where let's take care of family, go to work, get ready for the KC Metro Mile, or still in marathon training for grandmas, or whatever that is that you're currently doing. So thank you for your service, past and present. Military folks out there, so I want to give you guys a shout there as well. But yeah, now I was trying to thought what I was doing. So he's been pacing a lot. 130, shout out big Mike. Not Casey. I know too many Mikes, but Mike, another Mike that I ran with, he's been pacing that group. I know he was doing that for the Olathe races too, so he paced 130 half as well. I was kind of behind him, not too far behind him, doing that as well. So yeah, it helps to know the pacer too. So starting out nice and easy. Nice and easy. You wouldn't even know. You couldn't even tell that, at least for me, that you were going uphill. So and then I ended up taking off on the one of the crucial downhills of that race, ended up taking off, and then from there it was just nice and easy. You know, there were, again, the hardest part is the campus part. They're going weaving in and out of these hills, and then you have a couple gradual ones, not the ones like up in around the KC metro area, not what you see around Kansas City, but the ones that you get tired, you want to quit, say you're done, but we got through those okay. And I could have made up a couple more positions, because I ended up running down four more positions. I could have passed them all, and maybe probably should have, but what was it going to be? Was it going to be getting that? Was it worth it? Or not meddling at KC Metro Mile? I decided to chill. Now, I did pass one, and I could have gotten the other one at the finish line, but I just coasted to the finish line. Ichi Fast Eddie comes in at a 127. Yeah, 127.28. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So, man. And just the whole event, man. Well organized. I love it. It's all going to be special to me. Ninth completed Bill Stoner halfway. No. Bill Stoner highway. Highway half. Race, whether it's the 5K or the half marathon together, that was the ninth race. So maybe potentially come back for the 10th next year, potentially there as well. So yeah, man, yeah. So it was awesome getting to meet, reacquainted again with friends, and yeah, I need to go back and roam the group a little more than I have. So all in all, man, it was just great experience, and I need to give a shout out. I met another Alex on the bus, on the way out to the start line on the bus, and he kind of looked out of sorts, but he and his group were majorly new to running, apparently, except for one person that previously, before last weekend, ran his first half marathon, which was on a trail. I have to give this group a shout out. They rocked their races. Alex came in, he got his goal at a sub two. I gave him some pointers. Not that he probably didn't need it, but he was kind of asking me for some advice. I ended up giving him three important advices. And the important one, obviously, is finishing, having fun, and then, of course, going out there and hydrating himself. So that's what I basically told him. Well, that wasn't planned. I'll tell you this right now, y'all. That was not planned. But again, you know, you can't pre-plan this stuff. It just happens, right? So just sitting there, being myself, quiet, you know, just enjoying everything, being present in the moment. And then me and Alex just went ahead and just chatted up. He and his buddy was sitting in front of him, and then a couple of his buddies were sitting, well, it's kind of spread out, because I know there are a lot of buses out to I-70 for the start, because for those that have not done the Bill Stoner Highway Half, y'all definitely need to go check it out. Do it. It is a fun race. Like I said, the second half of that race was super fun. passing people, and it's just riding and gliding, baby. Riding, flying, gliding, having fun, chatting it up. If I'm seriously racing, I don't talk. You rarely hear P from me when I'm racing, because that's not me. When I'm racing, I'm focused, not talking, competing, even having fun with that too. Having fun in a different way, right? Competing, having fun, competing, not saying anything, going out and just competing against other fast people, right? So that's normally what I do. I don't go out and talk, chatting up and talk, laughing with a bunch of guys and laughing, having a hoot. I don't do that normally. Normally, I'm locked in, focused, quiet, want to compete, want to beat you. I want to go out and beat you, go out there and do it. So, but yeah, that's what I was doing last weekend, having a blast in that second half. That was so much fun doing that. Because, yeah, I could have passed four more people. If I wanted to, I would have gone up there and passed, but that was not, and of course, the joke's on me. I got fourth in the age group, of course, right? But that doesn't matter. I said the several people, right? You know, that doesn't matter. Casey Metro matter is going to matter to me here in 2 weeks. So that's the one I have circled on the calendar. That's the one I really want to do well. I want to PR. Whatever happens, happens. So that's the one I have my eyes on since the beginning of the year when I set this racing calendar. So we'll see what happens for sure. I'm pumped up for that one. So yeah. But to finish up this episode here, the podcast here. But yeah, I talked to him a little bit there, and yeah, man, he found me as I was getting ready to leave, head on back to Kansas City. He found me towards the end, took a picture and everything else. He got his sub 2 goal. He rocked it out, man. So shout out to you, Alex, and your group of 10 people that ran the Bill Snyder half marathon, and to those that did the 5K as well. Congratulations to all you guys for rocking it out. And the winner was not Joe Moore. He finished third. The winner, David Cavett. Now, I feel like I called his name on his podcast before. Maybe I haven't, but he came in at a 107, 108. That was the winning half marathon time. And of course, Mandy doing Mandy things, sub 120. So eventually, that is where I want to get to. By the end of this year, we're going to hopefully make that happen. By the end of this year, make that happen. We're going to have at least two more chances to do it. One of them, unexpected, that's going to come in a couple weeks for the Gary Bjorklund half marathon, part of the Grandma's Marathon weekend, which is around the corner. So I cannot wait. The month of June looks like it could be epic, man. It could be epic. With, of course, the KC Metro Mile. Oh! This is the EG3 Podcast, A Grade of Third. I need to make a correction on... I talked about the 800-meter showcase last week on this podcast, right? So it is going to be against... So it is going to be against high schools, right? So I mentioned Rockers. Rockers High School, they're going to have their 400x8 out there. And they're going to be actually competing against the Bentonville High School 4x8, and along with four other fast 800 meter folks. So I imagine it was going to be individual. Now it might be still individual. I don't know. This is the first year that they're doing this, so it's going to be against Rockhurst High School 4x8 versus the Bentonville 4x8 plus four others. Now I don't know who these four others are, obviously. So I wanted to make that correction because I thought it was going to be individual. Now it's still going to be probably individual, but I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be relay written or not. I have no idea. So I'm excited to see how this goes down because, like I said, if y'all haven't been with us for a while, then then this night is going to be big anyway. So, man, I can't wait to see how this shakes out. Obviously, it's going to be 800. 800 is two laps around, for those that don't know. Two laps around the track. And we'll see. So, in Bentonville High School is 7th ranked in the country as far as high school relays goes down in the 800. So, yeah, it's good. This thing's going to be fun to watch, be a part of that as well. So, I did want to make a correction on that from last week's episode there to put a button on this episode as well. So, they got the 800-meter showcase. It's going to be the same night, all in the events of the Kansas City Metro Mile at Rockers High School. All the events start at 6. So we will obviously have preview this on Race Week as well. So don't worry. This hasn't been the last time I'm going to say it. So definitely. And as we're wrapping this up, this is the final day. For those that are interested, that want to put a qualifying time down, the Men's Open, if y'all want to do the Men's Open, that's sold out. So I can't do anything to help y'all there. But everything else is still available to sign up there as well as we wave the chicken flag on this episode. So that's the Bill Snyder in a ways. I know it's all over the place. Bill Snyder postcast. Bill Snyder highway half. EG3 completes his 6th highway half. 9th Bill Snyder event, whether that's the 5K or the half marathon. And now, all eyes now shift officially to mile training. Well, I've been already in mile training already, but all eyes now, 2 weeks to go. Cannot believe it. 2 weeks to go before. Hopefully nothing happens crazy. Hopefully no more, nothing else happens. But again, you can't control the uncontrollables. You just gotta, you know, pray that everything goes smoothly the rest of the way here as we get closer to the Kansas City Metro. Mata Yeechi podcast. Get it wherever you listen to your podcast. We are free and available weekly there as well. Again, iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom, Amazon, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast there as well. There as we get closer to that as well. All right, folks, we have made it to the finish line on another edition of the E2E3 podcast today. Thank you so much again. Again, make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Eddie Greer III, aka E2E3, aka Fast Eddie. Thank you so much again, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to this episode. It will be out tonight. Until then, we'll talk to y'all probably before this weekend with the NASCAR edition. Kyle Larson, mysterious double there, and plenty more coming. And shout out to Oklahoma City Thunder making it to the big show, the NBA Finals. We will talk to you later on this week. EG3, we're rolling out.